From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Deadly fighting continued Wednesday in eastern Ukraine as the leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany prepared to hold a summit on the conflict that has killed more than 5,300 people since last April. At least two people died in the rebel-held eastern city of Donetsk when a shell hit a bus station, according to rebel officials and emergency personnel. Military officials also said rebel attacks near Debaltseve had killed at least 19 soldiers and wounded 78 others. Ahead of Wednesday's talks in Belarus, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said Ukraine and the European Union would speak with one voice. The United States, Britain, and France announced the closure of their embassies in Yemen because of deteriorating security conditions in the country. The U.S. State Department said late Tuesday that its embassy staff had been moved out of the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, while Britain announced early Wednesday that its staff had been withdrawn. France will close its embassy on Friday. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki said in a statement, quote, "We will explore options for a return to Sana'a when the situation on the ground improves." The U.S., Britain, and France all advised citizens not to travel to Yemen and for those already in the country to leave. At least 200 people died and 100 others were missing after trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea in inflatable boats, the United Nations Refugee Agency said Wednesday. A group of four boats carrying mainly migrants and refugees from sub-Saharan Africa left Libya on Saturday, attempting to reach Italy. Three of the boats have been accounted for so far. This is VOA News. Australian authorities thwarted an imminent terror attack, police said Wednesday, after arresting two men and seizing a knife, a machete, and a homemade flag associated with the Islamic State group. Omar al-Kutobi and Mohammed Ghiad were taken into custody during a Tuesday raid in a suburb of Sydney and charged with planning a terrorist act. New South Wales Deputy Police Commissioner Catherine Byrne told reporters that authorities believe the men, ages 24 and 25, were planning to carry out an attack on Tuesday. Police also recovered a video during the raid that they said features one of the men discussing an attack. The leader of a prominent Muslim organization in the United States is asking police to investigate possible religious motives in the killing of three people in the eastern state of North Carolina. Craig Stephen Hicks, 46, faces first-degree murder charges in the slayings of Dia Shadi Barakat, 23, his wife Yusor Abu Salha, 21, and her sister Rozan Abu Salha, 19, of Raleigh. The three victims, all Muslim, were found dead Tuesday in an apartment complex outside the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Hicks had posted anti-religious statements on social media. However, authorities have not disclosed a motive in the killings. The Chadian military says its troops repelled an attack by Boko Haram militants in a Nigerian border town Wednesday. Military sources say Boko Haram attacked Chadian positions before dawn in Gambaru, a town on Nigeria's northeast border with Cameroon. They say Chadian forces knew the attack was coming and were prepared. Reuters news agency quotes a source as saying eight Chadian soldiers were wounded. U.S. President Barack Obama has paid tribute to American aid worker Kayla Mueller, who was killed while being held by Islamic State militants in Syria. "She had been taken from us, but her legacy endures, inspiring all those who fight for what is just and what is decent," President Obama said in a written statement. He vowed the U.S. will find and bring to justice the terrorist responsible for her captivity and death. China's state-run Xinhua News Agency says President Xi Jinping will make his first official visit to the United States in September. The timing of the trip was announced after Mr. Xi spoke on the phone with U.S. President Barack Obama. The White House says Mr. Obama urged his Chinese counterpart to push his country further towards consumption-led growth and a market-determined exchange rate. The U.S. president also reiterated his commitment to reaching a bilateral investment treaty with Beijing. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.